T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. A little bit early today. Greetings to you. Welcome, salutations, and Wednesday hump day alohas to you. Well, the chop is no more. It's history. It's been put on the chopping block. A rare attack of sanity by Seattle's mayor resulted in their going in and cleaning up this bunch of BLM and Antifa anarchists. You know, if they'd done this at the beginning, there would be at least two more people who were still alive. That's all it took to incentivize the so-called leadership, and I use that word very loosely, in Seattle to get them to okay the police going in and taking back their East Precinct station and clearing out all the human refuse there in the CHOP. Here we go, getting underway. Great to have you along. And as always, and by the way, apologies, because you may hear a rumble of thunder in the background. Our typical summertime afternoon thunderstorm that rolls right over top of stately McLean Manor is in the process of going by. So if you hear some rumbles of thunder in the background, that's what's going on there. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. I got an email the other day from Bill Brightman, and he said, Bob, I'm working on something, and I'd like to be able to share it with your audience. Do you have time one day this week to have me on? And I said, yeah, because I was familiar with the organization that he wants to talk about and what their goal is, and it's something that I fully back. And so Bill joins me right now here in the lead-off hour of the program. Bill, how are you today, sir?
I'm great. Thank you, Bobby, for having me on today.
My pleasure. Good to have you here, and thanks for making me aware of what you're involved in. Now, for people who are not familiar with your organization, why don't you just kind of give us a thumbnail sketch of what your group is all about?
I am the executive director for a 501c3 charity right here in Greenville, Service Dogs for Veterans. And our goal is to complement the traditional treatment that veterans receive for psychiatric disabilities at the VA with service dogs. And our mission is to rescue dogs from shelters. And we enroll the veteran and their dog in an 8-month class to become an ADA compliant service dog.
Nice. You know, I've heard so many horror stories of handlers who have been on, as we used to say, the other side of the wire, who have actually been downrange with their service dog partner. And then they may rotate back to the world, but the dog just kind of gets lost in the shuffle. Now, I recognize that's kind of a whole nother issue, but it highlights the issue that you're putting forward, that these these humans and their canines have an ongoing relationship, and it's certainly beneficial for everyone involved, human and dog.
Absolutely. It really is. Yeah, and especially for the men and women that come back, Bobby, and there's a new normal for them when they have been clinically diagnosed with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, and more we're seeing cases of military sexual trauma. There is a point at which medications and therapy and counseling that the VA offers, which can do a lot to help, but there's a point at which many veterans feel there's still something missing, especially those that don't have a family, they live alone, and can feel as if they come back to a public that doesn't really appreciate what they have sacrificed, because no more can they enjoy going out in public and feeling comfortable because of the way they've been trained in the military to be looking for danger everywhere they go, to be in a closed room, to be around strangers, especially people that are at their 6 o'clock behind them, can really be very difficult. Things we don't even think about as civilians that haven't experienced it. And these dogs, when they are trained with their veterans, can do things medications and counseling cannot do. And our veterans that have gone through the program, we've got over 60 graduates right now. It is life-changing and in some cases life-saving for them. And they graduate with a whole new sense of freedom and confidence about being able to go out and enjoy doing things with their kids, for instance, at a football game or in a gymnasium. Instead of being homebound, isolated, they now have a sense of freedom that is wonderful for them. And usually it corresponds with a reduction in medications and counseling that they need because the dog has been such a help to them.
Yeah. I know that, you know, even something as simple as people have a hard day at work and you come home and you have a dog and the dog is always thrilled to see you when you walk in the door.
it's like
the old joke, Bill, you know, lock your wife or your girlfriend and your dog in the trunk of the car and leave them there for a little while and then open the trunk up and see which one is happy to see you.
See who's happy to, yeah, right.
That's right. Now, in an effort to promote the work of service dogs for veterans, you have taken it upon yourself, and I think it's a great thing to do. And I'm going to talk to some of the folks that I know in D.C. as well and make sure that this comes to somebody's attention up there. You have actually written a letter to President Trump encouraging him to do something to be helpful.
Absolutely. It's long overdue. The VA does a lot of good work for our veterans, but there's a huge gap for the 12 to 20% of returning veterans that come home with clinically diagnosed psychiatric disabilities. And if medications and therapy don't help you, you're done, pretty much.
Yep.
The VA will not in any way assist you to get a service dog to help with that. And what I asked President Trump to do, because this has been going on for decades,
right?
And the fact is we're losing 20 to 22 veterans a day to suicide, most of them because of psychiatric issues that they encountered and were never really addressed adequately. But if President Trump could issue an executive order to empower local VAs across the country to do something they have never done, and that is to start recognizing the benefit that professionally trained dogs can be to these men and women, it can be a lifesaver. And maybe we can drive down that 20, 22 veterans a day that are committing suicide because they've lost hope. And the VAs at the local level can encourage them to look for a dog or look for an organization such as ours.
Right.
And that can happen. There's organizations that are charities and for-profit training businesses in the country all over that are doing this all on their own with no recognition from the government, from the VA specifically, that it helps. And furthermore, I'm suggesting, unlike the PAWS Act, which has been passed by the House. This is the second time or third time, I'm not sure which. But the VA has tried to conduct a scientific study to prove that service dogs help psychiatric those affected with psychiatric diagnoses.
Right.
But the problem with that is that it's top down and the VA is going to run it. And the VA has got their hands full doing everything they're doing now. I'm asking President Trump, if we're going to put money behind this through the VA, it should only be done as a partnership with the local community. And the VA paying 50% instead of the VA paying 100%, then they control the program. And they're going to wipe out small charities like ours that are doing great work across the country. So I'm asking the president for a gift to our veterans on Independence Day, if he would write an executive order just to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then find out that probably, I'm suspecting, it's going to cost the VA less in the long run if we get service dogs in the hands of these that need it. In terms of their ongoing medical care, their medications, I think it's going to cost the VA less money. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so as well. And the number of 20 to 22 veterans who we lose to suicide, who take their own lives, is that weekly, Bill? Is that or what's
daily.
What's that number? 20 to 22 daily.
Yes.
This is tragic. This is tragic, and anything we can do to help these people who have brought the effects of being in a hot zone back with them, anything we can do to assist them, and I think this is a great way to do it. And nobody better, really, to do this. I mean, President Trump has been the regulation killer for the three-plus years that he's been in office. And this would be a great way to cut through the red tape and actually get something moving here.
Oh, I love that. Exactly right. He's the disruptor in chief, and I think this would appeal to him. And the other thing is, this country is in such turmoil, Bob, on every subject, it seems.
Right.
How about a good news story?
Yeah.
And what better news could there be than a gift to our warriors using rescue dogs to be trained as service dogs? That's a win-win in my book.
Yeah, it is in mine, too. His name is Bill Brightman. If you'd like to help out with the organization, they are a 501c3 charity. How do people learn more about the organization and get in touch with you, Bill?
We have a website. It's sd4v.org. That's letters S as in service, D as in dog, number 4, letter V as in veteran, .org. And I'd also like to refer people to a new book that just came out by a local author.
Mm-hmm.
She's written a wonderful story documenting the journey of 7 of our graduates. And it's a heart-rendering story here. And it's Heroes of the Heart. Her name is Sally Hersey, H-U-R-S-E-Y. She has a website, and 50% of the proceeds are going to be coming back to service dogs for veterans.
It's great. It's a great organization that you have, Bill, and it's doing God's work in
absolutely,
helping
yeah.
these people battling through the depression, the PTSD, all of the ancillary negatives as a result of heroically volunteering to defend our freedoms. And
absolutely, Bob.
Kudos to you, Bill, for. How long has the organization been together? Are you getting, going on a decade? Is that about right?
Well, we're a little less than a decade. This will be our 6th year this October. We have 18, total of 18 volunteers that handle all sorts of things with the organization.
Mm-hmm.
For the first 4 years, we were 100% volunteer. And we've since built up wonderful support in this amazing Greenville community to be able to fund what we do and give a scholarship that covers over 98% of all the costs.
Wow.
These veterans pay. Their incoming fee is $100, and that's all we asked, just so they have a little skin in the game.
Right.
And our wonderful community has backed what we do, and we're just amazed that we're able to do as much as we can with 60 graduates, and we now have, I think the count right now is 34 in our program.
Wow.
And well, about a half a dozen more waiting to get in now.
It's fantastic work, Bill, and I'm glad that you brought your organization to my attention, and I'm happy to give you a little platform here to be able to spread the word about service dogs for veterans. Because I think, as you said in your letter to President Trump, the expected outcome, a foregone conclusion that more dogs equals lower suicide rates. And anything we can do in that regard, I think, is certainly worth doing.
Thank you. And thank you for the airtime here, Bob. Really, really do appreciate that. You've been
a great
supporter of our veterans. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bill Brightman with Service Dogs for Veterans. It's a great organization. 17 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then right back with more as we cruise along here on Hump Day. We go to the phones also when we come back on the other side here on Wednesday on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:23 now here on this Wednesday afternoon. The Thunder Bumper has rolled past stately McLean Manor here in Taylor's. You folks southeast of us, though, it's headed your way. One other note about our canine friends. I got this today from Bob Mahalik at Greenville County. Human Animal Support Services, or HASS, H-A-S-S, a new animal welfare organizational model, and Greenville County Animal Care are working together, implementing a new range of services that recognize pets and people as family units and aims to keep them together. Our goal is to better support animals in our community without having to remove them from their homes and neighborhoods, said Shelley Simmons, division manager of Greenville County Care. Traditionally, a pet must enter the shelter for us to support it. But with this new model, the role of the animal shelter and animal control field services is to support pets and pet owners in the community. Okay. To the phones we go this afternoon, beginning with Ron. He is in Moore. Hi, Ron, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
So far, so good.
Well, thanks for sending the rain over to my house.
But, my pleasure.
No, that last caller, he is right on the money, because I experienced that. My granddaughter's husband, he did a tour in Afghanistan a mm-hmm. tour in Iraq. He's in the Special Forces.
Wow.
And he's left. He had to do a year in Korea. And when he came back, he didn't even know how to react with his wife, and he hadn't seen his son in a year, you know, except maybe over the computer or something.
Right.
But you know, we went out and celebrated him coming back when he got, you know, after he did his year in Korea, we went over to a big restaurant, the whole family, and you could just see him, you know, because there were some people there that he never met before.
Right.
He was so antsy.
Yeah.
And when we went back to my son's house over in Greenville, and we sat around, we had a few beverages, and he kind of loosened up.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about what it was like, he's a sniper, okay? And then they right now he's in Fort Bragg. He's there like, I don't think I can ever get out of the military because I don't feel comfortable trying to be a regular person.
Understood. Yeah.
Yeah. And he told some stories that, you know, some of the things that he had to go through, and, you know, it reminded me, you know, of Vietnam and stuff. And
right. And I'm sure, you know people, Ron, as I do. You know, you rotate back to the world and you're walking down the street and a car backfires and you're on the deck. You know, you're grabbing the sidewalk.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I had a couple talks with him and stuff, but he didn't want to kind of talk about, you know, some of the stuff that happened, especially in Iraq. And,
sure.
And so he has a hard time, but that's my granddaughter's husband, and they mm-hmm. just had another baby and stuff. But
nice. It's amazing. It's amazing, Ron, that as time has gone by, you know, I've mentioned before, my dad and his brother, my uncle, we called Uncle Mac. They were both in the Pacific in the Marines in World War II. Never.
That's what my dad.
About,
that's what my dad was. My see, dad was a chief petty officer.
And did he talk much about his experiences in the war?
Well, he actually had a nervous breakdown. I mean, I wasn't born then, but mm-hmm. you know, when my dad would come home and drink a beer or two. Or something. I mean, that's the only thing that was on his mind of what he went through when he was in the South Pacific.
Right, right. And I know
and
my
actually,
dad...
Actually, my dad's wish when he passed away,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I want my ashes spread over the Fiji Islands.
Wow. Yeah, because he spent significant time there that meant something to him.
Oh yeah, and we did it. You know, it wasn't cheap. You know,
yeah.
But you know, I mean, because you got to fly from this side of the, you know, the country to California, take boats and
sure.
to get to the Fiji Islands and stuff. And
well, it's
we fulfilled it.
I think it's certainly good, and it's a step forward. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate your sharing that story with me. I think it's amazing how far we have come. That it used to be, you know, as I said, my dad and my uncle never talked about anything or their experiences, and I know they were pretty horrific. And people found different ways to treat it, you know, self-medicate, what have you. But now, especially with this program with the canines, really, really helpful in being able to assist men and women who've come back from a hot spot and to transition back into normal life. There is such a thing. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day on WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. 3:37 now. Excuse me. 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Well, if you were watching Fox News Channel earlier today in the morning, and after Fox and Friends, you turned on America's Newsroom and you thought, where's Ed Henry, the anchor of that show? I guess he's on vacation. He's on permanent vacation. Fox News, the Associated Press reporting, fired daytime news anchor Ed Henry. You may remember he used to be the White House correspondent. Fired him today after he was accused of what else? It's another hashtag Me Too victim. Sexual misconduct in the workplace. The network said it received a complaint on June 25th from an attorney about a former employee, I guess at Fox News, about the misconduct. Fox hired an outside investigator, and Henry was fired based on the results of that probe. He worked as a late morning news anchor on Fox. He was on from 9 to 11. He had slowly rehabilitated his career following a four-month leave of absence that ended in 2017 after there were published reports of an extramarital affair that he conducted with a Las Vegas cocktail waitress. So apparently what happens in Vegas doesn't stay there. Fox offered no details of the complaint that resulted in Ed Henry's firing, only to say that it happened years ago. Hashtag Me Too doesn't care about that. Unless, of course, you're Bill Clinton. Oh, won't you listen to me? Yeah, right. I got a kick out of this. There's a video. It's available. In fact, Moneypenny, if you want to link to it, I think it's at the whatfinger.com website. This whole business with mask wearing is getting on some people's very last nerve. A woman at a grocery store in Dallas, the Fiesta grocery store, to be precise, in Dallas, Texas, had a meltdown last weekend after being told she had to wear a mask at the grocery store. The unidentified woman, who was not wearing a mask and who apparently was unwilling to put one on, me, put on a mask, huh? Good luck. Went on a profanity-laced tantrum, seemingly over being told she had to wear a mask. The city requires people to wear a face covering while inside businesses. So she said, oh, you want me to wear a mask, huh? Okay, well, I'm not going to be buying anything at this grocery store. And she then proceeded to take all the items in her cart out of the cart and toss them hither and yon every which way. Oh, you want me to wear a mask, huh? All right, here you go. Jeez. You know, I mean, it happens. People just reach the tipping point and say, oh, okay, I got your mask right here. In on the text line before I run the risk of getting too far behind there. Hey, Bobby Mack, my dad was in the Navy during World War II. He was in the Battle of Leyte Gulf. He would never talk about his experiences. The only thing he would say was, I thought I was going to die. back then we called what he was going through being shell-shocked. Yeah, I remember that word. And he drank a lot, but we knew he had problems from all that he had seen. Later in life, he quit drinking and gave his life to the Lord, passed away in 2005. God bless. Thank him for his service. Bob, Rudy has headed to South Bend to join his teammates. You know, the movie, the Rudy movie. Yeah. Bobby, these thugs are going to meet some people that will bring hell with them if they do something to disrespect our monuments on the 4th, from Gerald and Cowpens. I got a story about that in the Bobby Mac stack. Yeah, here it is. DHS deploys special federal unit to protect monuments over the July 4th weekend amid fears of vandalism. DHS is deploying a special federal unit across the country for the July 4th weekend in order to protect federal monuments and states, federal monuments and statues, I should say, from a possible fresh wave of vandalism. RDT teams, rapid deployment teams, RDTs, from the Protecting American Communities Task Force, consisting of law enforcement officers specially trained in areas such as crowd control and riot control, will be dispatched to Portland, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. Additional RDTs will be dispatched regionally so they can be flown into any other area within a few hours should unrest spark up in other cities. This is on top of Federal Protective Service presence being ramped up higher than usual for a weekend in response to the potential challenge. Hundreds of FPS officers will be protecting facilities, and DHS has identified hundreds more in case they need assistance. The move marks an aggressive response by the Trump administration to push back against the violence and vandalism seen aimed at monuments in recent weeks. I think they call these wolf teams, these rapid deployment teams, are referred to as wolf teams. So it's good to know they are anticipating what Antifa and their pals may be up to. Bobby, experts, in quotes, say that masks can prevent transmission. Who are these experts? These the same experts who said there are going to be 2.2 million American dead and a 3 to 4% death rate? Yeah, pretty much. Dr. Fauci and his crowd. Bobby, my World War II daddy used to say the ones that were there didn't like to talk about it. The ones that did talk about it weren't there, or something was wrong with them. Hi, Bobby. The Service Dogs for Veterans organization is a fabulous win-win situation. It helps veterans and also helps dogs that need to be rescued from the shelter or other types of facilities. And this went half an hour ago when I mentioned the thunderstorms rumbling around. Bobby, sitting on the side of I-85 in the middle of a deluge, could not see. God got me over here because now visibility down to about 20 feet. Wow. Bobby, the killings aren't what facilitated the dismantling of CHOP. The infidels showed up on the mayor's doorstep. That was the deciding factor. She cares nothing about the lives of the young black men. And get this, when they showed up at her home, guess what she did? Call the police. One wonders what the rioters were thinking. But this wave of youngins have been taught everything anti-American since kindergarten. They are victims of miseducation and need to be deprogrammed. Defund this so-called education. Not the police. Meantime, also in the news this week, a world-famous neocon, John Bolton, the guy who never saw the opportunity for a war that he didn't like, has a new book out. You'll find it in the fiction section, I imagine, entitled The Room Where It Happened. Ooh, dramatic. Despite Bolton's reputation, it's a bestseller because a bunch of Democrats who hate Trump are going to rush to buy it. Regardless of your politics, though, you're going to love Bolton's new books. That's right, plural, featuring even more rooms.
The Room Where It Happened. The explosive new memoir by former National Security Advisor John Bolton is taking America by storm, which is why John is releasing three new follow-up books about his time in the Trump White House, starting with In the Room Adjacent to the Room Where It Happened, followed shortly thereafter by Downstairs and Across the Hall from the Room Where It Happened. And finally, look for Down the Hall and to the Left. That's the men's room where a lot of personal things happen. All three are riveting page turners. You'll be glad you bought. And so will John Bolton as he laughs his way all the way to the bank. John Bolton books, available as soon as the ink dries.
You know, they used to say that Bolton was in his office with the door locked. Now we know what he was doing. He was busy working on his marvelous manuscript. 3:46 now, 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back here on Wednesday on WORD. Had a big morning today down at the Eagles gas station. It's right down there at Pelham Road, right by the Y in the road. Not YW or YMCA, the Y in the road where East North Street and Pelham Road split off. Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina will fill us in on all the details when he joins me coming up after the news at 4 o'clock. In on the text line this afternoon, hey, Bobby, did Governor Henry McDisaster speak today? No, but he has a scheduled appointment, a televised message to the constituents out here in South Carolina, telling us how he's going to make things better. He's supposed to be speaking at 4:30, which means we'll be lucky if he's there by 4:45. And we'll see what lunacy he has to share with us today. Look, man, there's only one room in the house where John Bolton's new book can be used. The same way we used to use the old Sears catalog. When you run out of any of these other traitors that can spew out a book within minutes of getting fired from the White House. Bobby, I've not worn a mask for 1 second. I simply do not enter said businesses that require it. I cannot cave or all will be lost with my principles. Bobby, did you hear Warren? Are you talking about what? Pocahontas? Is that Elizabeth Warren? Is that who you're referencing? Did you hear Warren? We're either racist or anti-racist. We can't just be non-racist. But, of course, we have to completely destroy anything with any kind of string to a racist belief. Names off buildings, statues removed. Does she know any... if Auschwitz is still standing, Auschwitz is still standing, by the way. Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, she took one to the chin yesterday when the Supreme Court did away with her baby, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Didn't do away with it in its entirety, as they should have, although that may be coming, but did say that the head of the the CPFB, Consumer Financial, yes, CFPB, can be removed by the president. The way that the bill was passed under Obama, this person had complete autonomy, couldn't be fired, couldn't do anything they wanted to. And it was nothing but a way to funnel money with fines to leftist organizations. Bobby Mack, have you experienced the wrath of a Corona Karen in a store yet, or witnessed a meltdown in a store when one is triggered? I have not personally, but I know it's coming. Hey, Bobby, I know who writes the supposed Joe Biden, "Hey, Billy," messages. It's, you know, the thing. Oh, yeah, the thing. Right. Bobby, could you share with me again the alternate frequencies for WORD? Yeah, sure can. 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. 95.1, 101.5 FM in Anderson. And, of course, we're HD2, with, if you have HD radio, 98.9. That's our sister station, Magic, one of their HD channels. Bobby, tell everybody BLK is calling for a blackout shopping day. They mean BLM? July 7th to hurt our economy. Everybody get out and shop, shop, shop on July 7th. Okay. Quickly, I got about a minute left. Let me get to Governor Jimmy and Easley. Speaking of governors, hello, Gov. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for letting me speak. First, this hasn't got anything to do with what I'm going to say is, Recon Marine, without a short story, it's been 75 years old. It never has left me. So often I get sick, and I try to sleep, and I go back to numb. Always.
Yeah.
You don't never get away. If you've been to hell once, you stay there. That's the only thing I can say about it. The other thing is the virus. As long as you have these protests, the virus is never going to go away. And you said one thing a while back, took me a while to think about it. You lose your freedom to freely speak. I'm not talking about hate.
Right.
I'm talking about free speech. You cannot say, I do not like Black Lives Matter, because they will come to your business and shut you down. If you're a councilman, they'll try to get you to resign. That is the loss of freedom of speech. And
yeah,
that's what I fought for.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jimmy. I got to run for the news here, but thanks for the call and thanks for your service. See you back on the other side. As I said, Dave Schwartz is going to be with me next. We'll recap what happened to the Eagles gas station this morning and what you can do to make sure the good old boys in Columbia get the message. Be right back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.